WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Virginia becomes the first southern state to legalize marijuana, and that will be effective July 1st. If you've been receiving unemployment benefits, you will soon have to prove to the state that you are actually looking for work as a pandemic-era exemption ends. And after the state police shot a black Charlottesville teen to death, the NAACP and Virginia's Attorney General agree to more transparent investigations into police killings in the future. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, April 8th. According to the CDC, the UK variant of the novel coronavirus is now the dominant strain in the country. Amy Popovich, a leading Virginia health official, says the Commonwealth now has about 350 cases of that variant. Medical experts say this version of the coronavirus is more contagious and more deadly, but they say the COVID-19 vaccines seem to be effective at protecting against it. Attorney General Mark Herring is partnering with the Virginia NAACP to reform how police shooting deaths are handled. In a joint statement Wednesday, Herring said those investigations should be overseen by, quote, independent, unaffiliated agencies in order to avoid conflicts of interest. The goal is to conduct more transparent probes of killings by police. NAACP officials say the shooting death of Charlottesville teenager Xavier Hill by a Virginia State Police officer spurred the initiative. Police killed Hill, who was black, in January after a car chase in Goochland County. Well, the General Assembly met Wednesday to consider Governor Ralph Northam's proposed changes to the bills they had passed this year. Among other things, they agreed just barely to legalize marijuana this summer. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
When lawmakers approved legalizing marijuana earlier this year, the bill squeaked out of the Senate with a tight vote. So when Governor Ralph Northam amended the bill to speed up the timeline for full legalization this summer, all eyes were on the Senate chamber. And it was a very dramatic moment.
Ayes 20, noes 20.
Ayes 20, noes 20. The chair votes aye. Governor's recommendations are agreed to.
That's Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax breaking a 2020 tie in the Senate, approving the governor's amendments and giving the go-ahead for legalization on July 1st. The bill was introduced by Senator Adam Eben of Alexandria, who says Virginia is making history as the first state in the South to legalize marijuana.
Certainly some things will change, but they're not all for the worse. Cannabis does not have to be the boogeyman that some are making out to be.
Smoking marijuana while driving will still be illegal, as will public consumption and providing access to minors. But possessing small amounts of marijuana will be legal, and you can grow the plants in your home. Lawmakers still need to come back around next year to consider what kind of protections exist for workers employed in the new industry when commercial sales begin in 2024. Michael Pope.
Also on Wednesday, lawmakers signed off on an independent investigation into the state's government watchdog agency. It involves a growing controversy over the Virginia Parole Board. The House of Delegates voted to fund the investigation, but legislators argued about what the investigation is really for. Virginia Public Radio's Jad Khalil has the details.
Last year, the Office of the State Inspector General investigated the Parole Board. It focused on the process to release a man convicted of killing a police officer. Leaks later revealed a report to the governor was missing violations the inspector general included in an earlier draft. After a whistleblower filed a complaint, she was fired. She then sued the office over the termination. The budget amendment creating the investigation says the attorney general's office will pick the investigator. It will do that with input from the governor's office and leadership from the General Assembly. The investigation will cost $250,000. The House of Delegates approved the investigation on a party-line vote, but before they did, accusations flew. Delegate Todd Gilbert is leader of the House Republicans.
This investigation, this so-called investigation, does not investigate anything about the parole board at all. It investigates the Inspector General's office.
Republicans want the inquiry to focus on the parole board itself, rather than the Inspector General's investigation of the parole board. Democratic delegate Don Scott said Republicans were politicizing the issue.
They are concerned about making this an election issue.
Investigators will need to submit a written report by June 15th, 2021. I'm Jad Khalil.
Another Northam amendment that lawmakers considered, a specific funding allocation for a university in southwestern Virginia. As Patrick Larson with VPM in Richmond reports, that didn't go over so well.
Virginia spends hundreds of thousands of dollars on coal employment tax credits annually, but doesn't earn the money back. Charlottesville delegate Sally Hudson sponsored a bill passed this year to sunset some of those tax credits. Governor Ralph Northam proposed to redirect the unused cash to the University of Virginia in Wise for programs in data science, cybersecurity, and renewable energy. Hudson says that's restrictive.
I think that's surely one worthy outlet for economic development investment in Southwest Virginia, but it's one of many.
Neither the House of Delegates nor Senate agreed to Northam's proposed appropriation, so the money will go back to the state's general fund.
Patrick Larson reporting. State Delegate Hala Ayala tearfully said goodbye on the House floor Wednesday afternoon. Ayala says she will not run for re-election if she fails in her bid for lieutenant governor. The two-term representative from Prince William County was one of the first Hispanic women to serve in the Virginia House.
I'll never forget the day I was elected to this body and took my oath of office and cast my first vote. I cried like a baby because it was historic, and it was a historic opportunity that I had to be a part of making lives better.
Ayala was first elected in 2017, and she will end her current term this year. She's already endorsed Brianna Sewell to represent the 51st District in the House of Delegates. Finally today, unemployed workers collecting unemployment compensation in Virginia will soon have to look for jobs again to receive benefits. The weekly job search is a requirement of state and federal law. It was temporarily suspended during the pandemic. But the Virginia Employment Commission says the requirement to look for work will soon be enforced again. The law requires those receiving assistance to apply for two jobs each week. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Thursday.